다 지은나 봐, 저 봐, 가른도가. 손오나.
So, what are your questions?
저 봐, 누구, 저 봐, 씨.
Are there any questions?
어이, 어이.
could you please discuss the historical context in which Madhyamaka teachings and debates take place, and in particular how it led to or is connected with the various schools like the Kagyu and Nyingma and so forth.
The Majjhimika teachings.
Yeah, just the historic, where do they fit in terms of these different schools and when did they arise? Do you understand what I'm saying?
The relationship between the Majjhimika teachings and the four main schools of Tibetan
yes.
Buddhism.
That's, yes.
So, first of all, considering the Majjhimika Rangtong, approach, the primary treatise that those teachings are based on is the Majjhimika Avatara, or the commentary to Nagarjuna's treatise on the Middle Way. And then this was written by Chandrakirti in India. And then each of the four main schools in Tibet then have their own particular commentaries on that text.
Taju sijit tabu kaju. Taju trupi khingda sele chi yo pare. Te yin do tene danda sa cha gelo nyima te sulla yang tene dewa so so yo re. Gelo ke je chong ka pe dewa yo re te la yukte gongba rapsa se re. Tene sacha ke oma jupi chedon yore tene tawa ngay ser se, tawa ngay ba ser var se ba.
Tawa ngay ba ser ba se?
Ta. Tene sacha lola kunching korambe deva yore se ya, tene tik sare. Tene nyingma lola njo mepam ke deva yore yore. Tene du tsa va chik la tene sake kanyin susu deva yore
So in the Kajupa tradition, then, the main commentary on the Majjhimika Avatara is by the 8th Karmapa, Mikyu Dorji, called the Taktu Drupa Shingta. And then in the Gelug tradition, the main commentary is written by Jay Tsongkhapa. And then in the Nyingma tradition, the main commentary was written by Mipham. And in the Sakya tradition, Sakya Gilukla Tukinsure?
Kunchen Korampa Silin Kepa Chenpo Yore, Konga Deva Yore.
Kunchen Korampa, then was the...
Kunchen Korampa, Korampa.
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 Kunchen Korampa. Then it was the composer of the main commentary for the of this particular text for the tradition.
Oman jo tsaba chik la tene deva manda sage kanyi yi deva manda ba yure tene he chor manda ba tes tes yure manda ba tes che tes yure kha he tham tham manda ba chen bu yure tene manda ba yure pa so la so ba yure so ba yure chik chik la ga pa yure ra manda yure.
And so so for the Rangtong position then, or view, then the main commentary, as was said, is the Majjhimika Avatara, and that is so is one root text. And then upon that root text, many commentaries have been written, and then these commentaries differ in some minor points. Sometimes they're just small minor differences in them, but in some cases there are major differences in them. And then because of these differences, then the different schools would debate and disagree and refute one another concerning their differences.
Then Oma Rantong Lola Gombo Lodrup Jense, but then Oma Rito Togdang. Then Paden Dawata Oma Jobadang. Dawata Papa Lense, but Oma Yeja Padang. Jase Yavale, Junjok, so Mambo Yurete, that's over there, Oma.
The main then text for the Rangtongpa or Majjhimika position then were first, there's the text by Nagarjuna, which is called then the collection of reasonings, in which through reasoning then emptiness is established. And then there is the Majjhimika Avatara by Chandrakirti, as was said. Then by Aryadeva, there is the text called the 400. And by Shantideva, there is the Bodhicharya Avatara, engaging in the actions of a bodhisattva. And of these four texts, the two primary ones, the main ones, are the Majjhimika Avatara and the Bodhicharya Avatara.
Tene rāntōng la oma rāngyū pātāng thāngyūr pa nī sōngāre te khatāng kyo pa yīndā tsāvā te rāntōng rāngyū ta thāngyūr nī ka tsāvā te ngōmbo lūtrup lūtō gārē.
So as Rinpoche then said in yesterday's teachings, the Majjhimika has this first basic division of the Svatantrika and Prasangika. Both of these base their presentations or their view on the teachings of Nagarjuna and Nagarjuna's disciple Aryadeva, that Nagarjuna and Aryadeva then are said to be the root Majjhimikans.
Tene te yendo ranju ji yong ranju ji lobong kepa sun de ya pa pe de yong mangbo yore thanjur ji yong yang deva tundu mangbo yore ha chang mangbo yore.
And so both for the Prasangika and the Svatantrika approach, within each of those lines, Then there are were very many commentaries and treatises written. If one were to study all of the texts involved in the Rangtong Majumikan approach or view, a number of years would be needed to study them. And so from the Shentong approach, then it is from the Sutrayana Shentong approach of the Majjhimika, then it is based mainly on the thought or teachings of the superior Asanga. So the word Shentong here is an appellation that was created in Tibet. In India, it was known as the great Yogacharya Majjhimika.
Tene tanda yendong hebe tani te pol soma yembarti tanda jagar ke te sanskrit ke la yendong ke tsik me bare ndo.
And so the word Shentong, empty of other, that was used in Tibet, this then does not have an equivalent in Sanskrit.
Ina ya tanda te la mendere ma to tanda te tene cheba me bare.
But other than the name being different, however, in terms of the meaning, then the Sutrayana, what is then referred to in Tibet as the Sutrayana Shentong, and then what was referred to in India as the great Yogacharya Majjhimika, the meaning of these two would be the same. In from the point of view of the tradition of the Rangtongpas, then the highest view is that of the Prasangika Majjhimika, and they would say that the Shentong view then is a lower view and is the same as the mind only or the Chittamatran view. From the Shentong point of view, then the highest view is the Shentong view. And there, the way that they would order or sequence the different views would be, first there would be the Chittamatran mind-only approach, then there would be the Rangtong approach, and then finally the Shentong approach.
Nam hi chob je yakpa la so ba
So in the Chittamatran approach and in the Shentong approach, then they have a great many names or words than which seem to be in agreement, such as the speaking about eight consciousnesses. In the Shentong approach, then the ultimate meaning or the ultimate truth here would be the pristine wisdom or the yeshi, then which is free from elaboration. Then it would say, it is said then that the ultimate is not simply mere emptiness, nor is it simply free of elaboration, but it is the pristine wisdom which is free from elaboration. But otherwise, in the Chittamatran view and the Shentong view, that many terms, such as was said, the eight consciousnesses and so forth, are the same. For this reason, from the point of view of the Rangtongpas, that they say that the Shentong is simply mind-only approach, or is simply Chittamatran. And so what is needed then in this study, of these two, the Chittamatran and the Shentong, then, is one needs to examine them with one's intelligence in a very fine, subtle manner because there is a difference, but the difference then is a subtle difference.
Tena tandruse na nanjur chö papa nanjur chö pa nanjur chö pa te sentan de chigwa nanjur chö pa oma ba de yin dong de chigwa zugo wi re jaga de nanjur chö papa ta nanjur chö pa oma ba ni yong wi re nanjur chö papa te sentan de chigwa nanjur chö pa de nanjur chö pa oma ba de yin dong de chigwa nanjur chö pa oma de yin dong oma de chigwa.
So one can, there are just some different names here, but to get the connection between them or the similarities, when Yogacharya is spoken about, Yogacharya then in this context is the same as Chittamatran. And then when Yogacharya Majjhimika is spoken about, then that is the same as Shentong Majjhimika.
Right. The Yendong Lola Re Maturandong Lola, then the Nanjur Chipo Omabate, same Samba Sigdo.
But from the Rangtong point of view, when they look at it, then they say that Yogacharya Majjhimika is the same as Chittamatran.
Rare, Tatitin, then it all looks sort of tiny Tavayanko Yerichiba.
And so, in that way, then one needs to make the fine differentiations between the different traditions and views which are being presented.
Tene yendong kor re tene yendong kor lela kanda jyo lama tsawa ma to mangbo jyo to yo ma re tene yendong kor mang sa ji jyo to na yoma sar pu yong sare.
So at the moment, other than the root text of the Majjhimika Avatara, now, other than the root text of the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, then there hasn't been any Shentong literature which has been translated yet. Later, when this becomes translated, then these will become quite clear.
Then la par to kaju bolo la randong da yendo ni ka karchen bore lama khaye pena karma pa re kaju da ni bolo la. Karma pa rangzong dorje ta nyingma tene kunchin lungchin ramjan la sopa lama mambu yendong tso wore songdo tanda jangku lorun ta yeche. Tene yang lama mambu rangzong tso wose ngay yang yore. Ti sena nika karchenpo yore kaju nyingma lola.
In the Kajupa and Nyingmapa traditions, then both the rangtong and the shentong approaches are very important. This is stated in the Treasury of Knowledge by the first Khunchul Rinpoche, where he says that there were lamas who both adhered to the Rangtong point of view and the Shentong point of view. For example, in the Kaju tradition, there was a third Karmapa Rangjung Dorji, who was a Shentongpa, and in the Nyingma tradition, then there was Longchenpa, who was also a Shentongpa.
Te yendo tene tanda kunchin pema karpo la sopa yang khepa mangbo rangdong tsobo nangyur.
And then there was, for example, the all-knowing Padma Karpo, who was a rangtongpa, and other great lamas who were also rangtongpas.
Tene kama pa mucho dorji yendong sonji sele chege yendong kor yore ina yang Chitang Sibakazo Mutu Dorje Randong Randong to Randong Kesor Jeba Randong Kosor Jeba to Yaga Yure Kebatu.
And then there is the eighth Karmapa Mikyur Dorje, who primarily, in terms of explanation, explained from the Rangtong point of view, but also did some presentations from the Shentong point of view, but primarily from the Rangtong point of view.
Tene Yama chuji wam sok. Yama chuji wam sok the tene kepa chimbu chungare. Konke randong the yendong, konga tangorjin do, tavan gorjin. Tavisong. Tangor. Gor hakwa. Karre.
Songre.
Songre. Tavan gorjin do, tela randong yendong garmi, garva meba yin song do. Sungorjin do, konke randong yendong garmi di yebare.
And then there was the great scholar, the Shamarpa Chuji Wangchuk, and in one of his dohas, in one of his songs, that in which he explained the view, he said that there was no contradiction between the Shentong and the Rangtong point of views.
Dreme mumbe tongbatang.
So then the Shamarpa Chuji Wanchok gave an example showing how there was no contradiction between these two. He used the example of a butter lamp, and he said that, or a butter lamp's flame, and he said that the flame was empty of darkness, but the flame was not empty of light. And so, in this way, from the point of view of the Rangtongpas, then things are empty. Phenomenon is empty of its own essence, but at the same time that there is the radiant clarity, there is radiant clarity, and there is the spontaneous qualities are existing.
Mare. Tate omaran dong the yen dong a tabuson sor door dukubai. Tabarangason sorry. Jubel long so lamandi yugan and desaya to so then it that's a mangore pesamare.
That's a brief answer to your question. It doesn't go into exactly all of the lineages, how the teachings were passed from one lama to another lama. That would take a long time to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dig it.
Rinpoche, we were talking earlier about Naden School, and I mentioned that Yogacara, we study Yogacara after Madhyamaka, and we study Yogacara from a text from a Sangha. It's translated, it's called On Knowing Reality. What? It's a Tattvarta chapter of Bodhisattva Bhumi, right? It's a Tattvarta chapter of one of the Bodhisattva Bhumi's Bhumi text, the Bodhisattva Bhumi text.
Fourth chapter, is it?
I'm not sure which. Is it fourth chapter? It sort of rings a. he's got his book. But in any case, we've been making a distinction between the Yogacara, or so-called pure Yogacara, which was expounded by a Sangha, and then the another branch of Yogacara, which you might call Chitta Matra, which developed later. And so it sounds like what Rinpoche is saying is our study is more the Yogacara, a great Yogacara of Madhyamaka, and not exactly what he would normally call Chitta Matra. Although we do touch on Chitta Matra as well to compare the two, but we call one Yogacara and one Chitta Matra. I just wanted to know what. Okay, here. Okay, it's the in the Yogacara Bhumi by a Sangha. There's five divisions, 17 books in the first division, and. It's the 15th book is the Bodhisattva Bhumi, and it's the fourth part, right? Fourth part of the 15th book, Bodhisattva Bhumi.
It's called the top part.
Yeah. But the question is, does Rinpoche know that text, and does is that the same kind of study as Yogacara Madhyamaka?
What you're studying, basically.
Right, right, because it doesn't mention one mind, but it does mention jnana, or wisdom, as the ultimate. It doesn't really go into one mind at all. So the question is, we do make a distinction between Yogacara and Chittamatra in our studies. And that's somewhat the question. And Rinpoche wasn't making a distinction. That's a confused question. Sorry.
From the Shantung point of view, then, in terms of the how the treatises are classified, then, in the Majjhimika, then there are these divisions of Rangtung and Shantung, and then, from the Rangtung point of view, then most of the treatises then would be Chittamatran treatises, whereas from the Shantung point of view, then they would say that they were Shantung treatises.
Ti kale kapo yungare. Penas ra oma randong bachile teba yena yendong yung taso kanga semsan ji yong ri segre. yintong bala tipa yina simtan yung mari yintong yung. Rupa o tiche ba yung.
For example, if you asked a rangtongpa about these particular texts, the rangtongpa would say all of these texts are Chittamatran texts. If you asked a shentongpa about these texts, they would say these are shentong texts.
Pena sambe chude nga ina ni rantong bolo la ngondo jinde rantong yongre oma ranju ji yong yagre mangboke tene yinda to su tam je semsan ji yong ni yang dore
matian
a meme kare ngondo jin
tap je
api sama alang api sama ya alang te ranju ji yong re se kido ete
So taking the text, the Abhidharma Alankara, then depending on what one's point of view is, one classifies it differently. For example, many say that it is a Ranju. Many people say that it is a Svatantrika text, and others would say that it is a Chittamatran text, and then the Shentongpas, for example, would say that it is a Shentong text. The Abhidharma...
Abhisamaya, is it?
Abhisamaya Alankara.
Tene tene de ta kache ke pena yang te sambechu de nga te lan jok sor khe pa sun jok sor ma da wa mang bo yu bare sambechu nga te ore re ta te dik song a
sambechu nga
are ten da wa ta ngoi do ji ran ju yong ran dong yong ja on re ba Tene yin da semtam ji yong ya dong dwa. Tene yin dong lo la te so tanjur ji yong ji maro yin dong yong ya ra. Tene yin du tene tin jok sor ma da ba re.
So of the five main texts then by Maitreya, that as was said, this Abhisamaya Alankara among some is said to be a Svatantrika text, and the others are said to be Chittamatran texts, and then from the Shentong point of view, then they're collected differently and then said to be Shentong texts.
Then na yin tene pecha mambo randong lo la danda semtan ji yong ya ba te yin dong lo la semtan ji yong ma re yin dong o ma chen bi yong re.
So then with many texts like that, the Rangtongpas classify them as being Chittamatran texts, whereas the Shentongpas classify them as being Shentong Majjhimikan texts.
Then a young Sabate, Simsanji, Yon, the Yendong, Yong, but then Joksor, Chepa Chembu Shortsar, Mandava Shortsar. Chepa.
Sugi Lola.
Ah, there are don't the Yendong Lola.
And so then the difference then between the Shentong and Rangtong views, then there's a great difference in how these texts are classified or placed, and the great difference between them.
Oh, then I want to. Carry on.
Is that okay?
Then at the same time, then the little go. The kind go. Then it typical when Jango Lord and Taiji, his and Zole, Tambo, same time, Tene Rantong, Tene Yendong, Tene Sakin, then I was a Yayure. They said, Tene his and Zole, and Tene Tepagom.
Then the way that the path of characteristics is classified by the first Khandro Rinpoche Lodrotai in the Treasury of Knowledge, he says first there is Chittamatran, then there is the Rangtong, then there is the Shentong, and then there is the Mahamudra. And so when this become, when this finally gets translated, Rinpoche feels, then things will get a little clearer.
So different lamas
then will can say different things about where to classify these texts, whether these are Rangtong texts or Shentong texts, or Rangtong or Shentong or Chittamatran texts. So one needs to have this sort of clearly, like, put down these divisions. Otherwise, one hears things this way and that way, and one's head just spins. So there hasn't been much time that has gone by since Control Lodro Thay then wrote this out, after then much debate was finished about it.
So this
particular section of the Treasury of Knowledge that Rinpoche is talking about, he hopes that it will be a small booklet, which is that chapter will be translated soon. He says when it's translated, he'll send it.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
More questions?
Rinpoche, in speaking of the ten attributes, when you spoke of the ninth attribute of the Buddha nature being unchangeable, you spoke of the superior beings as having the skillful means to manifest through birth, old age, sickness, and death, though they were free from ego clinging and didn't need to do this, that this was skillful means. I wondered if you might be able to say something more about that from the point of view of whether they would actually manifest in a human birth at all if they didn't do that, and secondly, how this, if they would actually, we would even be able to see them in the form of human birth, if this was the skillful means in that sense, that they actually chose to be reborn. Is that what he means by the skillful means, or is there also... Could he say something further about the skillful means of teaching students not to cling to permanence, and why, therefore, when the guru passes on, we are better able to experience disgust with samsara?
Mm-hmm. Poți să îmi dai pac pe cabla, consolă ceva din ceva la sopa, tungere, mi-a consolă dac senior mare, de ninge oang de zene.
Ninge oang de zene.
Să dicor la de ian peți sărona, ceva ni consolă pac pa consolă migi du la tobia rangi de perere, the second question was
how that we were passing on all this experience
konsum, di lama konsum, yang ini depan, or Shiva, Tuna, di lama la di kandis rolam segitu, kurwam, or taktu mazimpa, kandis rolam segitu.
Tambo. Moi chieva te cora la ma te cora su due parebe.
Ya, de rangi due parebe.
Oh, niba.
Niba conso de ni shiva tuna.
Shiva tuna.
De ni di loma la candis roram chegre. Candis pen a pengre.
Ore. Tene tere. Tem papa sanju sembala. Tanda sa tambo topekapso. Sa tambo sanju sembala trupa. Trupa jatamba tuchik la trot topare. Mui nandu mui zoksu togare, tenin rova reg doksosu nandu kangla kang dorba, tela te zoksu topare. Machipu nana Machipu mayan by yin, the same thing tundu lasso by yin, dag nandu yang trupa yore.
First, when a being then reaches the first bodhisattva ground, and becomes a ardiya or superior, then it's not a question that there are only emanations into the human realm, but there are also emanations into, for example, the animal realms and the in all of the six realms, that there are bodhisattva emanations in all of those. For example, when a bodhisattva emanates into the animal realms, the animals then they don't know that this is a bodhisattva emanation. And when a bodhisattva emanates into the human realms, then some people know that this is a bodhisattva and others don't. But in both cases, then there is a benefit occurring.
Te korang tipon re, tipon. Tipon se jete chunchen panda wo. Chunchen panda ko son?
Chunchen panda.
Dharma palise. Korang dharma palise re. Korang top top re. Ina kong ti nam ta lando.
Sit in urgent pa tipon re.
Tipon, tipon se ka mado te chunchen panda.
Chunchen panda.
Chunchen panda hiye te chunchen tangi je go gondo ka. Te re. Kong ka son wando. Koran ki song song. Ojin ba trup thob re.
Koran song song.
Koran ki song song. Ti chu song ba po jawa go chang ba re. Chu hyungi mang bu ye re. Chu hyungi je ten da. Chun ten ba de trup thob ojin ba ye re. Ti kong ki di nana trup ba mang bu do yin na yang. Koran su trup ba ye ba ha go go mu do se. Tiri song do. Ten da wo le song nung ta na tene. Trup ba yin na yang rang ka trup ba. Rani trup ba ye ba ha ma go ba yung go yo ba rin do.
Siddha Urjimpa Songsong Yen Gana Ni...
Urjimpa Songsong.
Urjimpa Songsong. Jawa Gursangpa Dini...
Gursangpa Songsong Mare.
So then there was one Siddha called Siddhan Urjimpa, Siddha Urjin in Tibet, and he was a Chudrimpa, or as what you said, a Dharma police. Then, yeah, Kasong maybe, I don't know. No, that he would take care in large assemblies to keep the discipline. And then he said at this point that there are many emanations, but then some know that they're emanations and some don't. So the main thing is in terms of the bodhisattvas, their wish to be born in as human beings, that it's not, they are not born just in the human realms, but they are born in many, many different realms everywhere.
So then
bodhisattvas or the teachers then showing death, then by doing so they weaken the clinging to impermanence in disciples, and then the disciples give rise to a sadness or disgust towards conditioned existence. If they stayed for a long time, if they didn't die, then, or they didn't show that, then the disciples would be attached then to permanence. And Rinpoche says here one needs to look at one's own experience and see how this works.
Tene lama de kohya ne ya ta ngarang lama kohya song ta ta ngarang yang ju bu khe gre ta dawnga te ya bo je ma gom na dige ma re sa na tene gom ya bo ja gre.
So then when one's lama passes on, then one thinks, well, now my lama has passed on, and I too will quickly pass on. And in this way, it will not do if I don't follow the instructions of my lama and not practice. And so in that way, it gives rise to one practicing.
Tene gom japa te lama dhamma yon ya ta lama hya tsa song ima yin yang ni yang du hyo chogare ji song na yin hyo chogare tanda ji song na lama hya tsa re ta tene hyo sa yo mar ta ngam dhamma ma ji pa konin jokpo gom ja go do sampa yon gare rava ya lama hyo du yon na ji song na yang yang jar hyo chogare
One also needs to think like this. When my Lama was here, then whenever I forgot his instructions, I could always go and ask him for those instructions. But now he's no longer here, and now if I forget the instructions, I can't ask him any longer. So now I better practice quickly before I forget.
To then Barma drop a junting, the Madab junting, you perceno. Then it tender like Hajang him, but Chambo Maba Zete, then Tambe Chula, Yamin Seate, Hindo Carchambore, Hajanga Carchambore, Carchi Hure.
So again, as Rinpoche has said before, that the appearances of this life, the appearances then of form, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, the appearances of this life are not true. They are like a dream or a magical illusion. And furthermore, the time of this life is very short. It is like a flash of lightning in the sky. It is like bubbles on the surface of the water. It is like dew on morning grass. For these two reasons, then it is very, very important, it is the most important, that we don't have a great deal of attachment to this life and that we earnestly practice the Dharma. And so in the post-meditational stages, then we need to think, oh, this is like a magical illusion. Oh, this is like a dream. And we need to then repeat this again and again. And this is meditation. And then, furthermore, we need to then rest in equipoise, in formal equipoise meditation, in the basic nature from the point of view of the Rang Tongpas. Then that means resting in that which is free from all elaborations and fabrications, which is empty like the sky. From the Shentong point of view, then this is resting in the basic nature, which is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness. And then this is called resting in the sky-like samadhi.
Tene te tendo sanga durje te ba tene nyamso lengin so yina tene sanga ga lola danda tene tab sapo mangbo tab nyurbo mangbo yere tene jobo semje nelok saja chembo am jogba chembo tada uma chembo tokpar sebe tab samo da nyurbo mangbo yore.
And so furthermore, that in the Vajrayana, in the secret Mantrayana, in this tradition, then there are very profound and very quick methods to quickly realize the nature of the mind, to realize the Mahamudra, to realize the Mahati, to realize the great Majjhimika. So the nature of the mind from the prasangika point of view then is that which is free, completely free from all fabrications and elaborations.
Karasana semjanelok tongpate yoyapata mepa la soba kangdo yang kheli matopa kheli da travayopare. Nelok vangdo sena.
Because from the point of view of the basic nature, whether emptiness exists or whether emptiness does not exist, then it's beyond asserting either of these.
Then semjanelok te ngowo tongpa tarang yin sarvam satong yir mepam yin da repa yir mepa yin bechani te semjanelok te yin tong ama chemure.
So from the point of view of looking at the basic nature of the mind and saying that its essence is empty, but its nature is luminosity, that is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, the inseparability of expanse and awareness, then this is from the point of view of the great Shentong Majjhimika.
Tene semje nelokte yila sepa lendepa namdo lendepa yizi tan namdo tamje lendepa chani.
Then, looking at the basic nature from the point of view of being beyond all discursiveness or conceptualizations, beyond anything which is mentally created, then it is known as the Mahamudra. Then, from the point of view of it being then the great awareness and expanse, and being the perfection of samsara and nirvana, so from the point of view of then all of samsara and nirvana simply being perfected within the nature of the mind is known as a great perfection.
Kamma paranzong doji sakki milan le yore yizi tarwan denna saja chen thada tarwa oma jimbo yin. Denna kundu dzogchen hi jangsa jiki kundong dokbo deng topkyo songbare.
So it was said by the third Karmapa Rangjung Dorji in the Mahamudra prayer, free of mental fabrication, it is the great symbol, Mahamudra. Free of limitations, it is the great mittle. Everything collected together, it is also called a great perfection. Knowing one, may one attain the confidence that realizes the meaning of all.
Then Oma Payare, Sakin Payare, Zokin Payare, Kaza Lajana, Kaza Lajana.
So, if once one realizes the abiding nature of the mind, then one is a Majjhimikan, one is a follower of the Mahamudra, one is a follower of the Mahati. So then, from the point of view of the realization of the abiding nature of the mind, that which is sometimes called in the ordinary mind, or that mind which is not artificial, then Madhyamika, or Mahamudra or Mahaati, then these are simply names, designations.
Then
from
namdo gongol ming dagbar ma do nelo ngomal la tene ming len de bare kharresna ming len de pa thanyi len de pa trupa len de bare trupa len de b donte tene thanyi len de b chorji do go gre.
From the point of view of the actual real realization of the nature of the mind, then all of these terms and words are simply terms and words, because the realization of the ultimate nature, then it is beyond all terms, it's beyond all designations, it is beyond all elaboration. So then one needs to, in the Mahayana tradition, then one needs to realize here the meaning of a sameness or equalness. So then, if one realizes the abiding nature of the mind, that which is equalness or sameness, and if one then pacifies then all these designations, then this is quite okay, just like that.
Tene sangha galola semje ne lok teni tokpa thap samu mandava mangbu yobarata.
So in the Vajrayana, then, for this realization, as was said, there are many profound, skillful means.
Tava samu semje ne lok saja chempo zokpa chempo oma chempo mingin teni tokpa tabla tene naro chudok se yore chudok tab tezo tamje teni kar chempo re. Kararasana tab samu la mati na ne lok samu de to kale kabo yore.
And so there is then the view here of the basic nature of the mind, and then there are the profound, skillful means or profound methods to realize it, and then these are of utmost importance. And within the Kagyu tradition, then there are the six doctrines or six yogas of Naropa for the purpose of the realization, to realize this abiding nature of the mind. And then these are very profound and extremely important.
Pena namke yinglan ro thopne thapa yinan roya te namka jya chenpo re chipo yore te namka yinglan roya ke thap namdu meinan ro thoku marwa. Pe te na yin tava samu te hepa kapso tava samu te le yin pariya de yore te yinan yang thap samu meinan tava samu te to thoku marwa. Hepa kapso yin pariya yaro.
And so it's very nice to look up in the sky and to think about how vast and open the sky is and how pleasant it is to fly in the sky. And yet if one doesn't have an airplane, one is unable to do so. In the same way that there is then this most profound view of the abiding nature of the mind, and yet this is like the sky or the expanse of space, and yet if one doesn't have profound methods, one will not be able to realize it.
Tene tablan samo naro chuduk teso tene kajyu pala dorjin chani zongde tene tadepar do jupa macheba nyamni ji jupa macheba samo yore.
So then these six doctrines of Naropa, these profound methods of the Kajupa for realizing the abiding nature of the mind, then from the time of Dorje Chang down to the present have remained unbroken. And for this reason, then, if one practices and gradually practices these methods, and one will realize the nature of the mind.
Marpa mela takpo tsu nam tar chiran so ha ko kun do du pa kan re jam do tene zon de tan de par do tene ka ju la du kang ge lok so yang ju ma che pa yore du pa nyam lin je lok so ju ma che pa lok so nyam pa me pa ya bu yore.
And so everyone here is familiar with the biographies of Marpa Milarepa and Gampopa and how they practiced. And then from their time down to the present, there is the different traditions of practice in retreat situations that from their time to the present has remained unbroken. The profound practices have remained unbroken to the present day, have not become degenerated in any way.
Tene pata ni nyamlin je juba che somo yin no thap samo yo na yang sinab yong kumare ne ba chen bu yong kumare.
So if then even if there exists still profound instructions, but if somewhere along the way the practice of these instructions becomes severed, then there will not be then the great blessings.
Tene kaju palate Tanta Saja Chimbuta, Naro Chuduk and Yamni, Jupa, Mache, Payuba, Senna, Yamni, Senna, Nuba Chimbu Yungre, Nelokutonto Tugre.
And so, since in the Kaju tradition that the practice of Mahamudra and the six yogas have remained unbroken, then through, if one then does practice them, there's a great deal of energy and power in them, and through their practice, one will be able to realize the abiding nature of the mind.
Ti tandan di nyaman somje, wikin ke kapsu randong dan yendong, trangi ji chepa randong dan yendong chepa ndordu tang, tartok tenin tawa samu, semjin ne lok sakin zokin omen tawa samu tobala, tenin tablan karchimbu yimbu kor ndordu hyutubayin.
And so then this weekend Rinpoche has briefly explained, briefly gone over the definitive truth, then that which needs, or the definitive meaning, the meaning that requires further explication. He's explained about Rangtongpa and Shentong, the Rangtong and Shentong approach, and also then about the ultimate abiding nature of the mind, and touched on then the profound methods for its realization. So now some meditation. Through reflecting on the oral instructions, then one is able to cut one's doubts, and then the light arising from meditation then realizes the nature just as it is, and so may then this brightness of the three wisdoms of listening, reflecting, and meditation increase. And so through then having these three wisdoms of listening, reflecting, and meditating, then one will come to realization.
And
so So Rinpoche will chant this verse and to please reflect on its meaning.
Som dur non dogar lebe ozom non doge zolebe jarwa kuje jam zojo jodi Sonam yeşil ezon va
Se pa chik daba te chong parto kong ni kong par dan dore te na yin daba yar chi ngon yin kong ni kong dun par bete ni nghe malam yu, malam ta te yu.
So Rinpoche will make then prayers, he's making prayers that your listening, reflection and meditation then increase and increase just like a moon increases from a new moon up into a full moon.
Tani nga tso tanda Tene dubje tembe tsukjin par karma par ranzon rekpe dorje gongpa nyangin len debare. Te jizu tene tanda tongpa rinpoche gongpa nyangin len debare. Te hajang so chikni sem pambo re. Ine yang so chikni sem pambo ya yo mare. Nyama tereng nomna yang sang nyama sarpa shakare. Te nangin tene gong nampan papa sangje dam papa sangju sempa chenpo re. Tene tanda. Drupuko, Yopun Yopu Pegre, Tendu, Maso, so genip, Tennis, Saint Pam go Gogmaris. So genis, Saint Pambore, in a young so geni, Lamahiana young, Joko Pegre, Saint Pam Gomares, that did you think the Zibuya would just war? Joka de Wayo,
that
is it.
That the great Karmapa then earlier has passed into. Later, Trungpa Rinpoche has also passed into Nirvana, and so that is an occasion for great sadness. But at the same time, that it's not an occasion for sadness, because just like the close of one day is followed by the dawning of another day, then in the same way that the emanations of these great bodhisattvas will return.
Tene kong namba ko xia na yang kong a su tamar pe me kan tong ma to pa chong na yang tene tok de jurwa yo mare me pan roya yo mare jurwa yo mare jer sim chin tam je la ta du zu gre che par de te pa de dem dem ba lo ma la ta do zigre.
And so even though that we see the bodies of our teachers with our eyes and see them pass away, that we don't see the mind which is unchanging, and the mind of the Guru then remains watching us, especially seeing the faith of his disciples.
When Nanjur Jawang so malare petne lama marpa loza tente lama tendok temba trok lama tendok sungur sungba kapsatne Marpa lota change it in it, and it's single carmola chepte, Hyarzik Parawa, Hyarmusuzik, songs and barre. Then Nayentin, Tepa than Dembake, Tepa than Dembala, then it was in jar to great. Tepa Chimbuyuna.
So just like
Tendawa Yang, you great.
Just like Milarepa in one of his songs, then remembered his guru and fervently prayed to him, and then Marpa appeared in the sky in front of him on a white lion and spoke to him and taught him, in the same way that one, when one is endowed with great faith, one can meet the Lama in this way.
And
so for one to take that particular song of Milarepa, remembering his guru, and to read this again and again would be very good.
Tene chepar to chiranso, tene trungpa rinpoche tokju gongpa kandeju, gongpa kandeju yoba te, tena yin chiranso nyamnyin sena, tene sinap chimbu yungare, Tene ngudrup siddhe, ngudrup, tene yogu togure.
And so in particular, then, by following faithfully the intentions and instructions of your Lama Trungpa Rinpoche, then by doing so, then one will receive a great deal of blessings and one will be able to achieve siddhis in this way. And so then Rinpoche will also in particular make prayers that those of you that you Trungpa Rinpoche's Western students then will follow the path that accords with his intentions. And Rinpoche will also pray and supplicate that the next incarnation of the Bodhisattva quickly appears.
Maravilha.